T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tony, let's go. I see you guys are just like, you don't care. Like, you don't care about me as a talk show host. You clearly don't care about me as a person. Why? Because you just want to do the Is Mitch Trubisky Good Show.
I give the people what they want.
Look.
Give the people what they want.
I am the people's champ. But you all just want to get me in trouble again. Someone's already clipped off the I'm the guy who hates Mitch Trubisky thing as a quote attributed to me. While you are correct, I did say that, and now I've said it twice. Context, man. Don't be taking me out of context. People like, just in a row, 815, why you hate Mitch? I don't. 414, Lawrence, why you hate Mitch? 219, why you, everywhere. I'm not doing this. We are not doing this show tonight. With your craziness. And you, 815 texter, drafting Mitch Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes with a terrible move by, yes, can we not? I don't want to, because then if I agree with you, which I just did, then there's going to be the guy that's like, no, oh, he went to a Pro Bowl. Yeah, of course, because they ran out of court. Okay, look, we're not going to do this. This texter says, I want some DePaul pregame. I don't think we're going to do that either. Good luck to the Blue Demons tonight. They have an opportunity to beat St. John's for the third time this season. I hope they do it. It would be great if they did. That's all the DePaul you're going to get. Oh, I take that back. Congratulations to the DePaul women's team. They are a model of consistency in winning. All they do is go to the tournament and go to the Sweet 16 every year. Congratulations to Doug Bruno and the team. They won the Big East last night. And I'm really, really proud of that program. There. That's it. This texter says, I'd rather you talk about Very Cavallari. I mean, come on. Can you believe Blooms was the rooster a whole time? Yeah. How did Jay not know that his chicken was a rooster? I'm very confused because he is like Animal Man. How did he not know that that was the thing? 815 texter says, are you playing these commercials so you won't tell us why you hate Mitch? You've brought your A game tonight, texters. You've brought your A game. 309 texter says, you could chat about the Blackhawks making a run at it. Aren't they on right now? So that's out.
And no.
Just no? Just that's no. It? Like there?
Worried about stepping on a rug.
Apparently there's been all sorts of shenanigans when covering the teams over at the United Center. I'm just saying. All sorts of shenanigans. Perhaps they need to stop. You need to talk with people. The media contingent doesn't have to look or sound the same to be respected. Shout out to Gene and Terrence. Real talk. 773 texter just turned on 670. You just hated on Trubisky in a passive-aggressive way, and it's hilarious. I know. That's why I don't want to do the thing. I don't want to do the thing where I'm a soundbite tomorrow on The Score. Mully and Haw are like, did you guys hear what Lawrence was doing last night? He apparently hates Mitchell Trubisky. Then I'm getting text messages and tweets. Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's crazy. The really one of the most unpolarizing people in the city sports scene is the most polarizing person in the Chicago sports scene.
Yep. Mitch doesn't do nothing but football. He's not in any trouble. He seems like he's a nice enough guy. He doesn't even say anything. You know what? Screw you, Tony, because I feel like you just tried to rope me back into the Mitch show, and I'm not going to allow it. I'm going to talk with Tony in Schaumburg. Hey, Tony, you're on The Score. What's on your mind?
Hey, Lawrence. I love the show. I don't call in often. I know you were elaborating a little bit yesterday about Jordan Howard and how there's like this contingency of fans that don't appreciate him or that we just want to get rid of him. I think it's seriously, look at the money that's being spent. The teams and front offices are telling you it's not so much it's the fit in the offense. And when you watch him play, we can't run any sweeps. He can't get to the edge. Anytime he's in the game, it's a shotgun handoff right up the middle, and he doesn't tend to have the vision or the ability to make the first defender miss. And then when you want to play some X's and O's with getting him on a linebacker and trying to get a guy to, you know, shake him to get open for a route, he's not able to do that, and he's just too predictable. And it's not hating on him, and it's not that we want to get rid of him. It's just if we can, I can find a handful of running backs in this draft that will be a better fit in this offense for cheaper. And if you can get a fifth rounder,
yeah, but you're only paying him $2 million, and he's at the end of the deal.
If they don't like the running backs, that I would suggest hanging on to him until draft day. And if they can't find a running back that falls to them because of their lack of picks, then hang on to him and draft a guy later that's more of a complimentary piece.
Tony, what are you going to get for Jordan Howard?
I don't. It's not even so much that I want to maximize his value. It's just come draft time, if let's say we're on pick 87, or you know that's our first pick in the third round. If we really like Miles Sanders or David Montgomery,
then you can draft him. Why does having Jordan Howard here say you can't draft him?
You can't, but if say you really like a guy that's a fit that you want to be the running back, if you can leverage Howard to a team and move up, even if it's 10 or 15 picks to get your future back, I don't mind doing that. I don't mind using. And if we can't do that, and we don't want, if no running back falls to us, and we can't leverage him to get anything, then yeah, keep him. And you know, you need healthy bodies in that position. And I'm not advocating to just cut him dry for nothing, but I mean, he is an asset that we could potentially use come draft day to move up. The Patriots do it all the time.
Okay. All right. I also don't want to, because this is now the third night in a row that we've done the Jordan Howard show. Now, I actually do wish we were doing the Jordan Howard show. The Jordan Howard show with Jordan Howard. That would be fun. I'd ask him about Alabama-Birmingham football and the rise of the Blazers like a phoenix. And IU football, we could do that. We could do all that stuff. This is three nights in a row. People are trying to convince me the merits of trading Jordan Howard. And my answer is going to be the same. If you think there is value that you can get that's going to help you immediately, okay, explore it. I just don't think that there's any reason to run and shop Jordan Howard when he was a fine back for him last year. He's not perfect, but you're not paying it. It would be different if Jordan Howard's making a lot of money. Then I might be more inclined to side with the people that just want to toss him out. I don't know what he did. Did he do something? Is it just the people are like, oh, he won't know his role and shut his mouth?
Well, he's not as good as he used to be.
But
I mean, if you're looking at the stats purely, 5.2 yards per carry his rookie year, and Studs back there getting furious. Bears meatball Studzinski back there. And last year was like 3.5.
Is that totally his fault?
I mean, a little bit.
What Tariq Cohen average per rush last year? Because, I mean, like, it just seems like we're putting a lot on Jordan Howard as if he somehow broke.
He averaged 4.5.
Oh, that was a bad example on my part.
Well, yeah, and you said, did he do something? He did do something.
What?
When his role was obviously pulled back some because of the way the offense is going, he complained about it.
So?
And this is not the first time that he's done it. I mean, deleting all his Bears pictures from Instagram early on. Like, he...
So?
This is going to be another season where you have to baby him because, again, he's still not a perfect fit for this offense. So his role isn't really going to change much just because he's still here.
Did you feel like at any point that he didn't play hard last year?
No.
I didn't. I felt like he played hard. And that, to me, Tony, is where if we were going to judge him harshly because – he was upset with what his role is. If that then affects your want to play, and we hear that, like not just us speculating, but we hear coming out of Hallis Hall that, you know, he's not sticking around for meetings or then. Okay. Yeah. I get that you want to remove a guy from your locker room, but had he gotten even close to the amount of carries that he ordinarily gets, he would have gone over 1,000 yards.
I don't think that's true because he rushed his rookie year 252 times, went for 1,300 yards. He rushed 250 yards, went for 935. So
he's right there.
Yeah. So
also another bad example by me.
He's getting touches. He's just not as good.
So
I mean, he's improved his catching. Great.
Yes.
But this is not a guy that studs shouldn't be getting mad about. I mean,
unless, I don't know if studs is getting mad about the guy. I think he's getting mad about the fact that people just is. Wait, hold on. Wait, is this breaking news?
What we got?
No, is studs Jordan Howard's brother? Is that?
I mean, this man is arguing about him. He's like, oh, look at his numbers
hard,
in December. Look at it, man.
4.5 yards a carry in December.
4.5 yards in a carry in December, apparently.
Well, that's when they did start to – okay, here's the thing. What I'm getting ready to say next, it might drag us back into the Mitch thing.
Did Mitch cause all this?
No. Well, I think he played some role in it because that's when the offense got a little bit more conservative for whatever reason. They decided that they were a team that could run the ball in the winter, and then they gave guys opportunities to do it. For whatever reason.
No, we know the reason.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have some thoughts on the subject, but I'm not going to share those thoughts until at least mini camps or OTAs. I'm just saying, what were those? Give me those December numbers, Herbie. Like, give me the games and the touches and the what he had per game in those December games.
All right, let's see. December 2nd versus the Giants, 16 attempts, 76 yards, 4.75 per carry.
Mm-hmm.
No touchdowns on the ground. December 9th, it was 19 for 101 for 5.32. No touchdowns there either.
Who was the opponent?
That was the L.A. Rams.
Huh.
And then
the NFC title game.
The 16th versus Green Bay, 19 for 60, 3.16 at Tutty. The 23rd at San Francisco, 13 for 53, 4 yards per carry, a touchdown. And then the big game, 21 for 109 versus the Vikings, 5.1.
Can you add up how many total carries he got in those four games? Is it close to like 80 touches in those last four games? I'm bad at math.
Total is 88.
88?
88 for 399 for 4.5. Studs was right. 4 touchdowns in those 5 games.
I mean, the player that got better as the year went on. And what has his argument always been? His argument is, if you give me more chances, I'm going to make plays. And the December numbers seem to bear that out.
But also, I would say those games in September.
Oh, they didn't matter?
And October, they count as same as the December games.
It's true. Although NFL people tell you, doesn't matter until November. But I agree with you that all of the games count.
I'm not with the idea of, hey, just keep giving me the ball. I'm going to figure it out. I don't like that game plan.
It's not him figuring it out. What he's talking about, Matt Forte talked about this, and it's important. You have to prepare to run the ball effectively. It's not just a, like, just an old axiom that football people are out here saying, that you actually have to do it to be good at doing it. It's a weird thing. You have to practice it. Guys have to know where their blocks are at and where they're going to cut back. All of that stuff has to happen in game speed when guys are actually trying to tackle you and not just in practice. So it's not just Jordan being like, I got to have the ball all the time. It's a bigger argument. And the argument is we need to make sure that we can, if we want to, and the Bears proved that they could, impose our will on a team physically by running the ball. And that way, if you're able to run the ball down the field, you mitigate other things that might cause you to lose the ball or turn it over if you can run it effectively. Because then the quarterback is just turning around and he's handing it off. And you could just, your offense could be a little bit more conservative if you feel like that's what you need to win a particular game. I mean, there's some games where your quarterback's going to throw 50 times. And then there, well, and then there are games when you're going to need someone else to win games for you, like your defense and your run game. That's what Jordan Howard is saying. Texter says, 312, while all minor moves so far, the Bears have done well to fill needs so far with Davis, Patterson, and screen. I can't roll with anyone that says the screen move is good. I'm not here to tell you it's bad. I think you're lumping it in with something that's hard to prove, especially when you look at passer rating when the ball is thrown at Buster screen. It's not great. I do think that him being in the nickel mitigates that a little bit, but I still think Callahan is better. I like the move of Davis and Patterson. They're fine moves. It's whatever. But I don't think – I didn't even get to the baseball thing. Damn it. I do want to talk about it. But now people want to do the Jordan Howard show. 219 texter says, I totally think the Trubisky issue was a huge decoy to get Lawrence into the Jordan Howard show mode again. I don't want to do that either. Watch the play against the Eagles. A finger tackled him on a guaranteed touchdown. Just a finger, eh? The reason is because he can't get the ball in his receiver hands. He caught 20 passes last year. He actually averaged more per reception than the back that they brought in. Let's see what else you guys got. Just for fun, ask the anti-Howard people how they feel about the Sox virtually passing on Machado. I don't know what that has to do with anything, sir.
Fire steals home.
What else is in here? Am I supposed to ignore that? Like, as the host, I'm just supposed to let that go, right? All right. I'll do that. 708 texter, I totally agree. I do not like screen at all. No clue what Pace and Nagy see in him. Or Pagano. Maybe Chuck did that. Howard was the running back you wanted him to be when we drafted him. The offense changed, the league changed. Accept him as a role player if you can't improve your team this season. Yes, that's it's something that both sides would then have to accept. Jordan has to accept the fact that he's not going to get 25 carries a game, or he's not going to average 25 carries a game. There might be a game where he gets 25. And the Bears have to accept that he's a flawed player, but still productive, in my opinion. This texter says Bears should get HaHa Clinton Dix. They're going to talk with HaHa Clinton Dix over the next couple days. Maybe they will. All right, tomorrow we're kind of in flux a little bit, Eon, because what happens tonight with Illinois and with DePaul play a role in what happens with our show tomorrow. Ideally, we are here at 7 o'clock, ready to roll. All right, you can hit me up on Twitter. Is Instagram fixed? Either way, at Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me. Have a great night. I think I'm going to go get some Popeyes and not worry about this anymore until tomorrow. Illini basketball is next here on The Score.
Trip. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.